today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Wednesday, is the third of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Hadid, verse 7 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlifina fihi. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ
Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and spend out of that in which He has made you successors. For those who have believed among you and spent, there will be a great reward.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse addresses believers saying that the injunction as to believer in Allah and His Messenger requires acting upon belief. Those who claim to be believers should expend in Allah's cause to substantiate their claims. Thus, the contextual meaning of the blessed verse is O believers, you are Allah's wise gerents on the earth, and expend in Allah's cause what you possess, which is Allah's possession, vested with you.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
As I told you, we're going to speak about standing firm on the path of Allah. One of the outstanding characteristics of a true believer is to stand firm in the face of any attack on his faith. The believer meets those who assault his faith in any ways with a determined resistance. He stands up for faith and counters the attacks. This inner strength is derived from his connection with Allah and his conviction in the hereafter. It infuses a resolve and determination that is unwavering in the face of opposition. The Prophet of Islam said a believer is firmer in religion than a tall mountain. A mountain may shrink because of erosion, but no one can reduce the faith of a believer. That is because he is possessive of his faith and will not give a part of it to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-istain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. It's indicated that, for example, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, who was one of the wealthy people in his lifetime, was so, he was so affluent that after his death, his gold was going to be cut into pieces by axes. I mean, he didn't have only gold coins, or rather gold tablets. Such a person, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he had no place and nothing to eat. I mean, he was really destitute. He was in utmost poverty. Yet, those people, some of those people who hadn't had anything to eat, or they didn't have any place to live, later on they made affluent people and they made very much wealthy. And the minute they got affluent or they got very wealthy, they forgot everything. Likewise, we find that it happens to everybody. And from these events, everybody should take lesson. Should take very, profound and long lessons in order not to be detached to this world. Rather, being detached to this world means forgetting everything and forgetting the life after death and the afterlife phase in the life of everybody.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Means of steadfastness in Islam. Today we're going to familiar with keeping close to people who will help make you steadfast. These are people whose characteristics the Prophet referred to in the Hadith. A Prophet said, among the people are some who open the way to goodness and close the way to evil. What an interesting characteristic. Looking for scholars, righteous people, and keeping close to them is a great help in remaining steadfast. When times of trial arose in Islamic history, Allah helped the Muslims to stand firm with the help of some individuals. Here, Islamic brotherhood emerges as a basic source of steadfastness. Your righteous brothers, leaders, and teachers are a source of help for you on the path, a strong pillar on which you can lean. They can make you more steadfast through the ayah they know and the wisdom they possess. Stick with them and live among them. Do not be alone, lest the shayateen overwhelm you, for the sheep that the wolf eats is the one that wanders off away from the flock.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-asa. Rabbuna رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
And today we look at this quality of a true believer, adhere strictly to Allah's injunction. Indeed, man was created weak, and the purpose of his creation is to worship Allah. Of all Allah's creation, it is only mankind and jinn that have free will. It means you can either choose to worship Allah the right way or not. This is nothing but a trial in order to test who will fulfill the obligation of submissiveness. The true believer understands he has no choice other than to submit and remain steadfast until the last breath is taken. Allah said in the Holy Quran, chapter 67, that is chapter Al-Mulk, verses 1 to 2, "Blessed is he in whose hand is the dominion, and he is able to do all things, who has created death and life, that he may test you, which of you is best in thee."
So one of the benefits of the belief in Al-Jannah is that it gives us consolation. It consoles us. And that's why even atheists, my friends, they admit to this point. They admit that when you believe in religion and there is the day of judgment, this will give you relaxation and comfort. And thus, the famous statement of Karl Marx, the father of communism, who was an atheist, Karl Marx, what was his famous statement? He said, religion is the sigh of the oppressed, of the weak. When you're oppressed, when you are suffering, and you want to yell, you want something to give you hope, what do you look to? You look to religion. Religion tells you it won't be long before the suffering will finish. The atheist will tell you, you'll die and that's it. Imagine I am someone in Yemen with all the tyranny and aggression and suffering, and I'm an atheist, and I won't receive any ajr for this, any reward, and I'm going to die and turn into nothing. There's no patience anymore. Why should I live? But when you believe there is a Jannah, this gives you patience. He said, religion is the sigh of the oppressed, and then he said, it is the opium of the masses. Didn't he say that? We all memorized this. Why did he say it's the opium of the masses? Because religion makes you forget about your suffering. You're suffering, but you're not really bothered by it. It's like when you take drugs. He gave the analogy of opium, drugs. You have so many problems, you take drugs, you forget about your problems. It gives you comfort. It gives you relaxation. So even he admits, even he's an atheist, that religion, the belief that there is Jannah on the Day of Judgment, there is not, Allah will what? Punish the enemies that took your haqq. This will give you so much comfort and relaxation. So even an atheist accepts this point. But of course, he believes that it's a fake promise of religion. We believe that it's a true promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's not like opium. It's true. The effect of religion is true. So whether he believes it's true or not, the psychological effect of religion cannot be denied.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and believe you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.